This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Welcome into our Talk Radio Countdown Show with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen to bring you through the top 10 stories of the week, the top 10 people list that Michael and his staff generate doing the research on talk radio programs and stations with hosts all around the country to develop this chart, which is for the week of May 15th to the 19th. We're over halfway through the month of May, a couple of weeks away from the Talkers Convention out on Long Island at Hofstra University. Matter of fact, on, what is it? It's actually 2 weeks from this weekend.
Yeah.
It's amazing how the time, wow. And I'm sure you've got everything all set. Nothing
totally
to worry about. It's all ready.
Well, we've been ready for over a month.
No, of course you have.
All the food is ready.
Mm-hmm.
What's
on the menu this week?
Everybody's speech is written, you know.
Yeah. Mine too? Yeah.
Yes, yours especially. We had AI do it.
My friends,
I come to you.
Yeah. Did you know I was Thomas Edison in a past life?
You might have been. Who knows?
Right.
You know?
Exactly, yeah.
I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that you were somebody extraordinarily gifted.
You and I are both old souls.
Old, very old.
I
go back maybe even to 1910.
I think you were Rembrandt in a past life.
Really? What made you say that? Because Rembrandt is my favorite artist, and I was very inspired by him as a kid.
Yeah, well, I'm psychic, among other things, and I do know a lot about you. We have a lot of energy that we exchange all the time as friends, and so I think you pick up the vibe of people, and just whatever, I trust what comes into my mind. Sometimes that's a little weird, but it is, I mean, the things in my mind are a little bit weird. Not that I trust my mind, but I'm one of those, you know, it sort of reminds me of, who was it, the great baseball player who said, when you get to the fork of the road, take it?
That was Yogi Berra.
Yogi Berra. That's
when you come to the fork in the road,
take it. Yes. Why not? Anyway, all right. So we need to go through our story list and find out. By the way, with regard to Rembrandt, just as a pass.
Yeah, why?
There were a couple of unknown Rembrandts that were hidden in a private collection for 200 years that went to auction this week, and the value is expected to be somewhere between $6 to $10 million.
Mm-hmm.
And these things nobody even knew. Isn't that interesting how somebody can say, well, here's a copy, and then they find out, no, it's not really a copy, it's the real McCoy.
Rembrandt had a lot of imitators. He was so influential. Many people, including yours truly, believe he was the greatest artist of all time.
Rubenesque women they used to paint. I like that.
Rubens had his own. These were top artists, you know, because in those days they didn't have cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So the artist was not just somebody who created a work of art just to delight the senses. The artist was someone who presented a vision of reality or myths, you know, Bible scenes, things of that nature, because they had no other way of having that type of graphic depiction of faces and people and moods and history.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, when a major artist would come out with a big painting, it had the same impact upon the pop culture as a major motion picture would today. And they were critics. I mean, the amount of work that Leonardo da Vinci put into The Last Supper is extraordinary. Each face at that table, he went out looking through the streets of people that he would use as models for each of the disciples and the expressions and the inner meaning and the hidden meaning and all that. So, Rembrandt had a lot of imitators, and now these imitators, their work has tremendous value. I'm sorry for the
tangent. One of the things that wasn't really talked much about this week by most of the mainstream news media or otherwise was the Andy Warhol suit. The fellow who took the picture of Prince that Andy Warhol used to do his painting of Prince sued Andy Warhol and won in court. So when you think about that go-around, you would wonder why Warhol didn't just get Prince and say, I want to do, because you know, it's obviously going to be worth some money, and do a drawing of him and his own artist rendition of Prince. But no, he just took a picture that he found somewhere and didn't know who took it. So obviously when this guy who took the picture saw the painting, they said, wait a minute, that's my picture. So they call up Warhol and say, wait a minute, you need to pay us for that because it was our picture. And Warhol said, nah, I don't have to pay her. I found it somewhere. And they said,
well, there's all kinds of twists and turns and angles in intellectual property. If you sit down someplace and you paint a picture of the skyline of New York, and in it there's a building owned by somebody, a case could be made. I mean, these things have been through the courts that you have stolen their intellectual property by painting their building.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when does something become public domain? And now with AI, it's gone to an even higher level of complexity.
Yeah, it's going to be a real nightmare.
Yep. So do we have time before the break?
I think we should probably do what we're here to do, and that's go through the story list and the people list from Talkers Magazine. Michael, please.
At number 10, speaking of AI, concerns about AI tied with the Montana TikTok ban. At number 9, we have anti-LGBTQ legislation. At number 8, the abortion pill case. At number 7, conservative media changes. At number 6, save AM radio legislation. At number 5, Trump's legal battles. At number 4, the Hunter Biden investigation. At number 3, the Durham report. At number 2, the debt ceiling. At number 1, the migrant surge and immigration. On the people survey, at number 10, we have Sam Altman. Again, he's involved in the AI discussion. Number 9, Greg Gianforte. At number 8, Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity tied. Ron DeSantis is at 7. Greg Abbott is at 6. Hunter Biden's at 5. Number 4, John Durham. Number 3, Donald Trump. Number 2, Kevin McCarthy. And number 1, Joe Biden. And that's a snapshot of this mid-May 2023.
Mayhem. Week. Yes. Mayhem does not have its roots and derivative in the month of May. It's just mayhem.
Ooh.
That would be an interesting thing, actually, to pursue. Where did the word mayhem come from?
From the commercial. Speaking. That guy with the Band-Aid on his head.
Right. That's true.
I'm mayhem.
All right, number 6 this week, Save AM Radio. The legislation that's been introduced, the FCC is all for it. There have been a lot of people, Michael, who have been discussing this AM radio being removed from new cars, addressed by broadcasters far and wide. I've certainly been talking about it a lot, been playing the spots that call attention to what's going on. And one would wonder, from your point of view, if AM radio goes away, how does it affect radio, whether it's stations or groups? Because you're the expert when it comes to this. So what, I'm sure people have interviewed you, they've asked you this question. This is a lifeline in my mind for rural America that can't be duplicated. FM radio doesn't have the reach in rural America, and that's been one of the motivations because I have a lot of stations that are in rural America. So what's your... I know we talked a little about this last week, but there's certainly more energy behind it this week, saving AM radio. What do you...
AM radio is important because millions of people use it.
Yeah.
AM radio is important because the most influential and highest profile formats in radio are on AM. Isn't that interesting that we talk about the actual device and the band as being obsolete, but the programming on it is what's driving the national conversation?
Right.
News talk radio, all news radio, sports talk radio, money radio, self-help radio, financial radio, as I just mentioned, and there are so many kinds of informational radio that is on AM radio. Then you have, as you mentioned, rural rural communities, agricultural communities, where they may not have fully developed Wi-Fi. There's a demographic aspect to it. Some of the older folks who grew up with AM and use it don't quite know how to make that jump to smartphones and Bluetooth and all of that.
So why should they have to if they don't want to? Yeah, that's what these guys are saying. The people, the groups that are against the move to keep AM radio in cars say, well, there are plenty of other options. Why should we have to spend the money to keep this in cars when, in fact, you all have iPhones? That's the most arrogant statement. What happens if we don't?
It's greed. Look, eventually AM is going to be obsolete, but not today. Mm-hmm. Not today, you know. It's not ready.
Well, apparently we're all going to be obsolete if we leave things to AI. What's the point of having human beings?
I don't necessarily know if that's true any more than the invention of a pocket calculator made us all stupid.
The iPhone has made us all stupid, not the calculator.
Well, you know, technology is a double-edged sword. Nuclear power has the possibilities of fueling all of our endeavors for all
time. Wait till people see that movie Oppenheimer that's coming out shortly. Wait till they see how that bomb was made and what the thinking was behind it. That will be a very interesting thing for us to talk about. Right now, I want to talk about how you feel and whether or not you have started to get the benefit of using all-natural Balance 7. Balance 7 will improve the acid-alkaline balance in your body. The right pH balance will help increase your energy, your memory, your immune system. All of these things need to be working perfectly for you to have a good, healthy body and to feel good about everything. Because if you don't have your health, as many people who are smarter than me have said, you have nothing. So, think about it this way. When you're young, your immune system is strong and it defends you. But as you get older, the things that you put into your body will make your body more acidic, and all of the diseases known to man attack you. If your body is acidic, it's a home for disease, and the diseases win. So let's talk about Balance 7, or let's get you onto it. Call 800-793-9039. Mention my name, Doug. $15 off the order, a free bottle of My Smooth Skin, free shipping, and feeling good. That's what's important. Feel better with Balance 7, 800-793-9039. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Thank you. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are having a fun romp through some of the most serious issues of the day on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here with his genius. Doug Steffen is here as well. I'm not his genius. That's why I put the comma.
You are
there.
My genius.
Excuse me.
That sounds like something out of future AI.
Okay. So I want you to imagine that. You and your damned AI, you think it's okay. I'm not on that.
I didn't say it's okay. I said that it has an okay aspect to it. I said that
technology is
a double-edged sword.
Okay, so this week, scientists unveiled a new Titanic. This is a full-sized 3D version. AI had a hand in this. A replica of the Titanic made out of 3D. I don't even begin to understand. How do you put some of that? When I look at the copier or the Xerox machine or whatever that machine is, where you put a piece of paper in there and you scan it and out comes a like piece of paper, I cannot. Jay Leno had a great conversation once about how he used 3D printers to fix his cars.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, have you ever seen a 3D printer actually work, Michael?
I have not personally had that experience with it, other than when I go on in my starship, I have Earl Grey.
Okay.
Computer.
Yes.
Earl Grey. No, mm-hmm. What does he say? He says, computer, tea, mm-hmm. Earl Grey, hot.
Yes. Okay.
But other than that, no, I haven't much experience with it.
I'm just imagining the ship is 13,000 feet beneath the surface of the ocean. And with the exploration, the pictures they took for the movie, as much as anything else, mm-hmm. There is this, the recreation.
So where is it? Where is it docked?
I don't know that it's docked anywhere. I think there's still
kind of. And it's made out of 3D material, like 3D stuff? I wonder what the 3D stuff is. What's the material?
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out. There's some kind of plastic, I guess, you put into it to, mm-hmm. like, make guns. People make guns with a 3D printer.
Huh.
Yeah. Thank you.
Can we make nuclear weapons with it?
That remains to be seen.
Yeah.
What can't we do with it?
But I think I have a little extra space in my backyard. I'd love to have a Titanic.
Would you? A piece of the giant?
Not even a piece, the whole thing. You said it was. You said it was a life-size replica of the Titanic.
Apparently, that's what they're working on.
Where do they keep it?
I don't know that.
And what do they want it for?
Well, that's another. They want to do it because they can. That must be the most. You know what I noticed on the countdown this week? When I look at the story list, I keep the list from last week, and I look at it just to compare to see what's different. And what I don't see this week, and I've seen a lot, has been the Russian missile strike, the Ukrainian war, and that sort of thing. Is it getting to be old hat so that people are just not talking about it much anymore?
It's still being talked about that these are issues that are sort of like mountaintops, they're peaks. There are a lot of these issues. It's very interesting how these charts are interpreted. Mm-hmm. On one level, yeah, the Russia-Ukraine war is becoming old hat, which does not mean it's not being talked about, which does not mean it doesn't have implications on all of our safety and well-being, and is not a real hot topic. But no, so much of what happens on News Talk Radio, which is the basis of this chart,
yep.
We're talking national stories, not local, what's going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it like it is. You turn on the radio, you're not hearing this week people talking about the Russia-Ukraine war the same way they'd be talking about.
No, they aren't. That's true. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm pointing out why has it become old hat? That's the question. I want to know what's going on with Marjorie Taylor Greene. We need to have a separate segment about her every week. Let's get to that as it relates to Joe Biden, number one on the people list as we continue here.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Arguably, the most important week for America's economy will depend on how our debt ceiling negotiations go. President Biden over the weekend.
MAGA Republicans in the House who know the damage that it would do to the economy. And because I am president and the president's responsible for everything, Biden would take the blame, and that's the one way to make sure Biden's not reelected.
In a perfect world, if negotiations were settled this week, it may be too late to beat the Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's deadline. Republican Representative James Comer on Fox News this morning.
The Republicans in the House passed a bill in a timely manner, and the Senate Democrats and the president did nothing. They waited and waited and waited, and now we're past the deadline that we really needed to have presented a bill in a timely manner.
Lance Pry, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Into the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, a weekly digest of the big items that are on the news talk circuit, if you will, news talk radio, focusing on the big issues of the day, people that folks are talking about. And why does it matter? You think people get into that enough, Michael? Why do these stories matter? Is that part of the whole psychology of having the conversation? Do you think the good hosts talk about not just the issues or not just the events, but why does it matter?
Well, I think that that's the key to it. why it matters. Let's take a look at the number one topic, the immigration issue. Why does it matter? It's because of all the problems that stem from it. Why does the debt ceiling matter? It has to do with our economy and what's going to happen. The Durham Report matters. What impact will it have upon politics and the general electorate's decision about whether Trump is, you know, a crook or not? All of the Save AM Radio. Look at the consequences of that. I'm just looking at these abortion pill case. I think you bring up a good issue, a good question, and the answer is I think that part of the discussion is how it matters and what the consequences of these problems, you know, are.
I think that when you get into the discussion of AI and how it matters, that may be of all of the things that are before us this week, that may be the thing that is most important and least understood. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah. No, you're right on the money with that. The consequences of AI are more part of the discussion right now than the wondrous aspects of it. You know, mm-hmm. It's like, what does this mean? What's going to happen with this?
Do you think that I admit to not being familiar with much of any of it. ChatGPT. I don't know what that is. I understand that people are using it on the radio, but I don't even have an interest in trying to show people or demonstrate through the audio circuitry that we have among us how it might work. I know Jennifer Horn, who's on my staff and does mornings at KRLA, has taken some AI stuff and duplicated her voice of her co-host, voice of callers, and it's like, okay, what do we need them for? If the machine can duplicate your words and your thoughts, why do we need real human beings?
Well, that's an interesting...
Somebody's going to figure that out. They buy a robot, and then they don't have to pay somebody every week to go on the air.
If you're satisfied with the superficial, already discussed, already created, already known, already archived...
Well, don't you think most people are? Most people are not that curious.
Most conversations have been had before. Uh-huh. Most conversations are rehashes of other. We call it small talk.
And no new thoughts.
And no new thoughts, right. So within that, but, there are new thoughts out there, and there are new ways of putting things together. But this is interesting because, you see, I think that within the realm of the usual, within where most of us, and I don't say most people, most of us, you and me and everybody else, we swim in the ocean of mediocrity. We live in a world where everything's been said before. Almost any book that any expert writes has been written by somebody else and is right next to it in the bookstands. You know, there's very little new stuff in terms of the data that flies around. And so taking that in mind, we could reach a point where people's primary companion could be a robot, where people actually marry their robot.
There you go. If you had this story the woman who married herself, then, okay, I guess if you marry yourself, you can marry a machine.
We're all inexplicably, intrinsically married to ourselves. That's not the point. But if you could have a robot that was manufactured, that 3D printing we talked about before, it was manufactured by advanced manufacturing that can duplicate the look and the feel of a human body, and then you put the artificial intelligence in it, and everything Google has ever known, and everything that we have known to the human race right now, and it speaks and it reacts. You would not know that is, it doesn't have to have E equals MC square every time you talk to it. You would not know that this is not a real human being. You can have one programmed absolutely specifically to your nature, to your wants,
right, that's what I'm saying.
And be very happy with it.
You can hear Gene Wilder, "It's alive! It's alive!"
But
that was Ba-doom.
Young Frankenstein.
Right.
But do you get what I'm saying? Do you realize how profound this is?
We're always profound, Michael.
No, I don't mean, you know, what I'm saying.
Well,
saying
but what you
is
are
profound.
Saying is profound.
It's a profound topic.
Yeah, it is.
And
you know what? It wasn't that long ago that we were all worked up about TikTok. Anybody talk about TikTok? Well, the state of Montana.
It's on the chart this week. It's on the chart this week.
The state of Montana has taken this step to impose a law which will keep anybody that lives in Montana from using TikTok, which is kind of an interesting how they do it. I guess technically is a good question. I'm all for it, frankly. I think you need to. But by banning something, do you give it more? Does that throw gas on the fire? And people say, what's this TikTok thing? Maybe I should find out about it.
Not only that, but the governor of Montana has been accused of using communist Chinese techniques to fight them, you know, with that type of... and he's being sued now by users of TikTok.
Right.
Oh, he's opened up an all, you know, all kinds
can of worms.
Can of 3D worms.
made by a 3D printer. Worms 3D coming printer out of the printer.
Right.
Yes. Yeah. All right, let's see. I was looking through all of these things. Let's go to Ron DeSantis, who is about to announce his 2024 campaign next week. Number 7 on the People is this week, according to Talkers Magazine. You can find, by the way, the list at talkers.com and gooddayshow.com. So he takes on Disney, kind of looks not too good. If I were living in Florida, I wouldn't vote for him. Disney's the biggest, whether you like Disney or you don't, the practical side of this is, and so the 40,000 people in Florida work, they're the biggest employer, they're the biggest landowner. So is he that smart or is he that dumb?
That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
How dumb and how smart is.
Yeah.
Is. But then again, you bring up another interesting thing. Let's decide the future of the country. Do you like Disney or do you not?
Right. This is
let's
brilliant.
Base, let's, yeah. Let's base it on. I'm tired of Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
And
who likes
I
Mickey
think,
Mouse?
I think those e-tickets are too expensive. I'm doing it myself.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I mean, is this a win? I don't see it as a win.
A win for whom?
Looking, but that's what I'm saying. Well,
Disney wins. Disney
is winning so far pretty well.
They win because they've got the money. Disney. Ron DeSantis was not terribly bright taking on Disney.
That's what I thought.
Yeah. So not to be too highfalutin here. Yeah, you're right. It was stupid of him to do that.
Yeah.
Politically speaking.
Yeah. Right. I mean, how many people are voters who work for Disney who think, wait a minute, I don't want this guy's going to kill my job? That's not going to help him any.
Well, Disney just kicked him in the butt by saying we were going to do a $1 billion expansion in Florida, bringing jobs.
Just that
taxes.
Goodbye.
You know? And this is all based on his being ticked off about their response to his don't say gay thing.
Mm-hmm. Which he didn't really ever say.
Whatever.
Way. Quite that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Which means when you realize what BS this all is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that the best foundation for a good conversation on the radio or elsewhere is how much BS can we sling around?
Oh, there's a lot of that being flicked around.
Yeah, there sure is.
A lot of flicking.
We'll pause for a moment or two, and I want to get at some of the nitty-gritty things that you can find on Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. One of the things that is a part of this program, and pretty much all the programs that I do every week, is a focus on you, your health, your weight. Most of the things that some people call it endorsements commercials. I talk about these things because I use them myself. And it's neat that I have had the success from Calitrin that I've had. More, however, neat is the idea that we have many millions of people around the country, now around the world, who are using Calitrin to lose weight and take it off the natural way. Keep it off. That's why I like it, and that's why it's America's number one choice for healthy weight management. That's what it is, weight management. So, want to look your best in the pool, out at the lake, or down at the beach this year, then call. Well, actually, I like going to toploss.com, the website, because it's easier to navigate and easier to order. And if you want to talk to somebody, you can get engaged. There's a phone number there. You can call and have a counselor help you through how this works and why it will be good for you. So go to toploss.com, if you please. Check out Calitrin's benefits and then order. There are all kinds of different things. They've optimized the way for you to save money because it's their 26th anniversary. So they got 26 ways for you to buy whatever it is that you need. Use the Doug code and you get free shipping as well. Calitrin, take it, use it, like it, and win. Toploss.com is the website.
AM Radio provides always-on news, sports, talk, traffic, and weather reports. And it's also a vital service that provides important emergency information when your community needs it most. Tell Congress you need AM Radio to stay in your car. Because when cell phones and the internet are down, this free emergency service is critical. And when you don't have electricity, radio in the car is often your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM Radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Happy to have back in the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Hi, back with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, with a review of a very interesting talk personality named Lee Habib. That is the focus of the Michael Harrison interview, which you can find at mhinterview.com. This is a fellow who came up with a concept that wasn't unheard of. It was kind of unheard of, the way he's done it and gotten onto stations. You want to give us a profile?
He's on about 300 radio stations, and thus it is considered to be one of the biggest talk shows in America. But it's not a talk show like a talk show. It's a documentary. It's a history. It's called Our American Stories. And it takes a very positive view of America, what's good about America, and goes deep into the history lessons, both famous ones and obscure ones. And it celebrates the art of storytelling, which really is the foundation of all talk media and all talk storytelling.
Yep.
So he's a very interesting guy, and I have a great conversation with him, and it's inspirational, positive, and educational. Check it out, folks. mhinterview.com. Lee Habib.
And you also, when you go to talkers.com, not only get the list of all of the items, the stories, the people this past week, but also the insight and inside info on a lot of your favorite hosts, what's going on as the musical chairs continue at places like Fox, and that, frankly, was number 7 this week on the story list. And so will we have Sean Hannity and some of these others to talk about this at the Talkers Convention? I would think there would be a lot of people interested in some of the Fox personalities.
We cover it all. Thanks, Doug. Yep.
You're welcome, Michael. It certainly was my pleasure. I mean, it's always a pleasure. Michael and Doug here at 50 minutes past what? It's 10 before the hour. Any good heavens? This is the Talk Radio Countdown.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Most fun movies ever produced. Actually, a couple of them. Just silly, silly, silly. Showing what a group of friends getting together, bankrolled by Burt Reynolds, can do without a script. Basically, that was what they did. They just had fun.
Don't tell the writers that, Doug.
Say that again, Chucker?
Don't tell the screenwriters that.
No, I know. That's exactly. Yeah, right. I wonder how much of that kind of stuff we can do while they're all on strike. All right, Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. So what are we celebrating with Jerry Reed there? And
actually, music? This day in film history, May 19th, 1977, Smokey and the Bandit premieres New York City's Radio City Music Hall. Different, very different world back then, indeed. The taste in what people went to movies. See, I got to be honest with you. I've been giving this a lot of thought because I'm looking at the slate of stuff that's coming out. You got Fast and the Furious 10, Fast X, which opens today. Now, it's tracking at a $65 million opening weekend here domestically. Mm-hmm. Part 7 did $137 million in business. Another thing, last night I was telling you off air, Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny premiered at the Cannes Film Festival in France. Got a 5-minute standing ovations. That's sort of tepid, but there were a few...
Tepid? 5 minutes standing ovation?
Well,
what are you talking
like
about?
15. He was like 15. Like, let's just say
if you're going to put this movie down, I'm going to turn your microphone off.
I'm just, it got a polarizing reaction. I don't really care.
Who cares?
Right. I agree. I agree. But the point I'm trying to make is, I do think, because I've been doing on another spot, have been doing top 10 lists of movies from the 70s, 1 week, 70s, 80s, 90s, 2000, 2010, so on and up to recent. And you could see as decades go on, the lack, there's not as many great movies as each decade goes on. And what they're really producing now, all the sequels and just big popcorn movies, and they've really gotten away from character-driven stuff with a budget. I just think that the self-inflicted wound that the industry has created for themselves with streaming, movies are just not as important as they were a few decades ago to the culture. That's my, and that bothers me. I have to be honest.
Yep. All right. What's the big? What's this weekend?
Fast and Furious 10, which is going to challenge Guardians for the number one spot. Right. It'll be number one. But like I said, you know, this movie, they expected it, I think, to do 100 million plus. It's only going to do about 65 million plus. That has nothing to do with the quality. I mean, these are bombastic movies. Critics are like,
you know, who comes up with these numbers? What's in it for them? I don't believe. I'm so tired of people trying to predict and therefore control what I do with my time. Not always are they.
Oh, by the way, the trailer was released to Martin Scorsese's Killer of the Flower Moon yesterday. It appears to be some sort of a Western. It looks beautifully shot.
Who's in it?
I don't think it's got mass mainstream appeal. Leonardo DiCaprio, who looks pretty bloated in the movie.
He loves to do stuff with Scorsese.
Co-stars alongside Robert De Niro. It's like 3 hours and a three and a half hour running time.
The go-to boys for Scorsese these days.
No doubt about it.
Those two guys, yeah.
No doubt
about
it.
Right, exactly. All right, the Duggar family and their religion, new Prime Video docuseries. Now, these things, these are everywhere now. They're all these documentaries about people. And
look at Stallone doing a reality show with his family. What do you think of that one?
I think it's silly.
Yeah, I do, too. I mean, I'm surprised he agreed to it, but I guess it's, you know, his daughters wanted to share in the celebrity world, so he agreed.
Right. Yep. All right, so we've got Indiana Jones, got Fast and Furious, so we have Mission Impossible coming out.
That trailer looked great, by the way. Yeah. Mission Impossible 7 part. They released that this week. That looked great. Next weekend, you got Disney's live action version of the Little Mermaid, which is getting good buzz. There's a lot of big films in the marketplace over the next 45 days. It's going to be very interesting to see how many people show up to multiplexes in comparison to, say, 5 years ago.
Yeah, I think it depends on how hot it is. People like to go to the movies to get cool. You got to take that into consideration.
The thing is, I hope they like to go to the movies.
Me too. I love to go there. There are a couple of movies now. At this time of year, it's harder for me to carve out time to go to the movies, but I still try to. If the weather is bad on any given day, I'll jump in my pickup and go down to the theater and take in a movie or two. Yes, when I used to pay for one and get two, those were the good old days. I can't do much of that anymore. All right, Chuck, have a good weekend. We'll look forward to talking to you and with you on Monday with the box office totals, among other things. Movie news, movie moments. Chuck Curry with Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour on Good Day.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.